Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Before we get into the show, something's happened in terms of the inventory and stuff that we bring into the studio. It's quite a big game changer. For the past couple of weeks now, pretty much since we've been in the new building, Richie's been swanning around with his fancy new water bottle.
Yeah, it's one of these ones that has little markings down the side that makes sure that you are drinking the right amount of water throughout the day and keeps you up to speed.
Give us, by the way, I'm still obsessed with the little quotes it's got on the side. At different water levels, there's motivational quotes for Richie on there. Like
8 a.m. get started, 9 a.m. you've got it, 10 a.m. keep chugging, 11 a.m. never give up, 12 p.m. almost there, 1 p.m. you did it, refill, and then I refill the bottle.
Well, I'm very, very proud and pleased to announce that I too have joined the oversized water bottle club. My one just looks like a World War II torpedo. It's just like dark and shiny.
Either that, or it also looks like the kind of thing that they keep cashing in supermarkets, and it comes like down the tube to the checkout.
250 going up, Jeanette.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
High drama on yesterday's school run. Got to tell you about this. It's all been going on. Walking the five-year-old Thea to school, doing the school run about 100 yards away from the school itself, heard this absolutely huge bang. One of those bangs where it sounded like a garage door falling over, kind of like almost like a metallic clang. All the birds flew out the trees. A couple of car alarms go off and all that kind of thing. So proper big bang. Anyway, didn't notice what it was, dropped Thea into school, walked out to go back home, noticed that the fire brigade had arrived, which is pretty impressive, bearing in mind, you know, it's only like 3 or 4 minutes since I heard the bang. And they start looking at this kind of like, you know, one of those fenced off areas that you see in 1970s government safety adverts with pylons in them. Turns out what an electricity pylon is like blown up.
Wow.
Properly like blown up. And the leccy in the whole area is off. Completely off. And that means the school's got no power or anything like that at all.
Oh, no, right.
High drama, a lot of parents milling around. I mean, we were only talking yesterday about the frustration sometimes of the parents' groups of WhatsApp messages. It was actually quite handy yesterday because they were keeping me posted about whether we're going to have to come back and collect the kids or not. They didn't. The school, fair play to the school, you know, I don't want to get into trouble, but you know, sometimes schools are always looking for an opportunity to say, we're going to have to send the kids back. Got to close today. They did soldier on. I think they cancelled the pizza plans for lunch and gave them a picky plate, which Thea was over the moon about.
Equally, cold pizza would have been nice.
Cold pizza would have been good, but couldn't even cook it in the first place.
Oh, good point.
Which, you know, maybe that'll be for tomorrow. But so Thea was that close. She's only five, but she was that close to getting sent home.
Which is the dream.
Which is and this is it, right? That you cannot beat that buzz, that unplanned buzz of, for whatever reason, getting sent home from whether it's like work or school or a holiday or my dream at some point in my life, and I'm sure it's going to happen, is getting walked out of the office by security. You know, like taking your card and like ID pass off and getting walked out.
There's been occasions.
It'll happen soon.
But they never come through.
You ever been sent home from anything?
Do you know what? Sent home from the last football match I went to at Stevenage when the floodlights went.
Oh, yes.
And actually, that was quite annoying because I was up for a game of football that night. So actually, as an adult, not as much fun.
So, because this has never happened to me before in terms of being around when the whole floodlight things have gone. Do they tell you what you're going to have to go, or do they hang around, give it another 20 minutes? We'll see how it goes.
We were told to hang around for a fair bit, and then when they called the match off, you were told to go.
So you just literally sent home.
And to be careful because there was no light.
There you go, sent home with a load of other people en masse.
Well, here's an idea for Thea. If she wants to get sent home from school, Martin says, I got sent home from school when I was 14 because I'd had my eyebrow pierced during a school holiday.
Legend.
Yes.
School legend. Actually, no, I don't want Thea to get any ideas like that. Thank you very much. Sharon says, years ago, whole office of nearly 1,000 people got sent home. There's no phone lines. BT were called. The street was going to be dug up. No need. It turned out a pesky squirrel had gotten into the basement and ate through all the cables. Keep them coming in. We've got Maureen on the line. Maureen, you've got a sending home story for us. Is that correct?
That's right. Well, my husband and I, we just had a bit of a date day on Saturday. We were at the National Portrait Gallery.
Ooh.
And we were having a lovely time just wandering around, looking at some Hockneys and things like that, as you do.
Looking at some Hockneys?
Hockneys.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been.
I think you need to go again.
I will do. I was definitely looking at the wrong stuff.
But anyway, so we came out out of the exhibition into a sort of an area, and there were loads and loads of people just all standing about doing nothing. And we thought, well, this was very peculiar. Made as if to go out, and we were told, no, sorry, you can't leave. we have to keep you here because there's been an unexplained thing found and we don't know what it is yet. Yeah. So we were there milling around for about 10 minutes or so. And then in the end, the bag, I think, that had been the thing in question was found not to contain anything untoward. But then we were all escorted out through the staff exit. And I've never been so excited ever. I thought, this is amazing.
You got to see behind the scenes.
All those wonderful Hockneys she could have been looking at. And she was most taken aback by the staff exit.
That's so cool.
We were led all down these stairs and out to a totally different part of Leicester Square. It was fantastic.
What a day date that was.
Yeah.
It was. It was lovely.
Yuri's been on text and they say, "Hi guys, my whole school was once sent home because the temperature outside reached 30 degrees and as a result, all the radiators burst." And that is Yuri listening to the show in Latvia.
Wow.
What about that for an international text?
Phil says, "Got sent home from work on a construction job. I'd forgot my work boots. I tried to wing it in trainers."
Love it. There's always one. Yeah. There's always one.
Matt, where are you sent home from?
Yeah, so I got sent home from a cruise ship. I was working out in Florida and it was just, I was a young teen at the time. And
Can we just guess, before you tell us what you did, Matt, they got you sent home from a cruise ship.
Yes.
Let's just try and guess what it was.
Having both cruised within the last year.
Legitimately, yeah, but nothing sinister.
I think he's done something naughty with the breakfast buffet.
Was it that, Matt?
No.
I think you chucked someone off the edge because we were told in no uncertain terms, if you throw anything off the edge of the boat, you're off yourself.
No, I didn't do that either.
What did you do to get sent off the cruise ship, Matt?
I'd messed up bingo tickets quite a lot because it was like part of the end. So I was a dancer on the ships and they wrote me into doing like selling bingo tickets and I just couldn't fathom the system at the time.
So you got escorted off a cruise ship for not being very good at doing the bingo.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
What about your dancing career, Matt? What happened? Was it all ruined by this bingo issue?
No. I carried on. I went on to different contracts and eventually I got an injury which meant that I couldn't dance anymore. So was what it was, but that was the reason, and they escorted me off the ship. not necessarily to the airport, but they just kind of said, "Well, you're only young. We don't think you're that much of a threat, so you can be on your way." I was like, "Oh, okay then."
It's incredible.
Have you ever been back to bingo, and have you ever set foot on a cruise ship ever again?
Yeah, my contract after that, I did work on another cruise ship, but. It's not
what were you taking off for next time?
No, it was just the second time was just a normal contract. So you do like 9 months.
No bingo in there then or anything?
No bingo. I made sure of that. Absolute
Radio Calm. The brand new radio station that we are building in time for Mental Health Awareness Week. A radio station that's going to be filled with sounds, soothing sounds suggested by you guys in a way to help people just relax and escape from the stresses of modern life.
And you've been fantastic over the last couple of days with some of the suggestions that have been made for soothing sounds, stuff that we would never have come up with ourselves. But we are part of this and we are trying to obviously come up with sounds ourselves. And over the last 12 hours, I've actually been out recording some of the sounds that I'd like us to put forward for Absolute Radio Calm.
So you've come back in. Do you know Nick Broomfield, the documentary maker? Mm-hmm. He's like iconic with his kind of microphone boom thing on a stick. Mm-hmm. And headphones. So you've been out over the past 12 hours recording stuff that you think is relaxing. This is your kind of relaxing stuff.
Yes, relaxes me, certainly does.
Okay.
So have a listen to this. Maybe this could make the final cut for Absolute Radio Calm.
Is that like a... Because I don't know what these are.
No.
Is that a power saw?
It's not a power saw.
You sawing stuff there?
No, just chill and listen.
Oh, it stopped. It's back on again. I can hear birds in the background.
Mm-hmm. It's calming, isn't it?
It is quite calming. It's quite therapeutic.
Is the sound coming closer towards you again?
It is getting really close. And then it stopped. It's like a Richie Firth sound of the decades. What's he doing?
Shall I tell you?
Yeah, what is it?
I'm mowing the lawn.
Is that what your lawnmower sounds like?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're like inflating a Zeppelin or something.
No, it sound
like
a lawnmower at all. It's an electric mower.
So that you love this. This must be like catnip.
That to me is so calming. And it evokes the smell of cut grass as well. Who doesn't like that?
Don't take this the wrong way. You love and talk about lawn mowing in your lawn so much that I would say that sound probably gives you a tingle in your loins.
Should we move on to the second sound?
Yeah,
have a listen to this.
Probably best. Here we go. Whoa. Is that you shredding again?
I'm not shredding.
You're always shredded.
What
have you got to shred?
I shred a lot.
You do shred a lot. You like sounds with a nice stop in them, don't you? Oh. I think I know what this is.
What is it?
Is it your little morning coffee routine?
It is, the coffee machine. But if you think about it, what a great place a coffee shop is.
Sorry if you're driving, by the way. You might need to go to the loo after this. I can almost smell it from hearing it.
Exactly. I think my first two sounds have evoked smells that add to the calming feeling.
Stop the smells thing there, though. No other. don't need to think any further.
Here's one more for you.
Tottenham Hale. Change here for National Rail Services. This station has step-free access. This is a Victoria Line train to Brixton.
Who hasn't fallen asleep on the tube?
It is very calming, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, the test is, I don't know whether it's that rocking, noisy motion of a tube train flying through a tunnel or whether it is the sound of it. But it is kind of like white noisy kind of sound, isn't it? Like the whine of the train. I reckon it could be calming.
It's setting off now. It is very calming, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's a good one. If it was down to out like old-fashioned kind of train with steam coming out of it, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga, and then interior of tube, with only one can go on to Absolute Radio Calm, what are you going for? It's a tough decision.
Probably steam train.
He's gone for steam.
Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Putting together sounds for our brand new radio station, Absolute Radio Calm. Thank you for all your suggestions. Thank you for the love for the ones that I've just put forward to Bush. You might have missed. It was the coffee machine I recorded this morning. Journey on the Victoria Line. Always the rumbling calm of a tube train. And the lawnmower, the sound of the grass being cut.
Like we said earlier on, some things are calm to one person, not necessarily calming for others. We've got Steph on the line. Steph, do you find Richie's lawnmower sound effect calming then?
No, I definitely do not.
Why not?
So about 2 years ago, I was meant to go on a date and the guy didn't seem very interested, so I cancelled it and decided to go mow my sister's lawn instead.
Okay.
Mowing her lawn, and my dad is a professional gardener of 40 years. We had a very heavy duty solid iron lawnmower, and he lent it to us, and I slipped in the back garden, and when I looked down, my shoe was open, let's just say.
Oh, this is like
first
10 minutes of the TV show Casualty, this entire thing.
And ironically, I'm not very good with blood, and I just watched 999 What's the Emergency, where a man had slipped and lost his toe. And said how everyone called him Rodney Trotter because he slipped underneath a lawnmower.
People are awful.
And he had a big trotter for a toe.
Wow, so Richie's supposedly relaxing lawnmower noises is a little bit like hearing a helicopter chopper noises if you're a Vietnam War veteran or something. It takes you back to a bad place.
Yes, it definitely does. I knew what it was straight away.
I take it that you found the coffee machine and the tube train way more relaxing.
100%.
Thank you.
But if you are listening to this and you have had a traumatic experience with either the coffee machine or the tube train, do get in touch.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute 80s.
Right then, we have a sound effect from the 1980s that no one has managed to guess so far. Could tonight be the night? Here's the sound. Well, what is it?
Not the Game of Life and not Connect Four, but Drew in Harrogate thinks he knows. Hello, Drew.
Hello there.
Drew, how are you doing? How's your Wednesday?
Yeah, really good, thanks. You just finished work and picked up my son from nursery, so all good.
Brilliant. Are you doing, like, tea then? Are you going to be making tea this evening, Drew?
Well, as always, yeah. Get them in for some supper and everything else and hopefully straight to bed without a fuss.
Brilliant.
Fingers crossed.
What is your... Let's talk, Dad, go to... Haven't got much time to prepare anything. Teas this evening. What do you... Richie, what do you make?
Beans on toast.
Yeah, beans on toast as well.
Well, me and my missus have a tea properly later, but go-to tea, anything at the moment, chicken wraps kind of style, quick and easy.
Do they still do microchips? Do you remember those chips you put in the microwave?
I lived on those at university.
They were great, but I don't know if they're still a thing. Are they still a thing, Drew?
Yeah. Well, not that I know of. It's homemade chips at my house all the time.
Oh, someone's doing right for that. That's fair enough.
Right. Drew, what Absolute Radio station do you enjoy home time with?
Standard Absolute Radio.
Standard Absolute, right. Our sound is from the 80s. Drew, what do you think is this sound of the decade?
I'm going for a pogo stick.
Ooh, let's have a listen. It's a good one. It's a good one from the 80s.
Just sounds like that, almost that cheap, I don't know, pogo kind of spring at the bottom.
All I was going to say was it does sound like a very cheap pogo stick.
It's quite a long jump there. Have a listen to this. It's a good shout.
Let's find out.
Yeah, that's a good jump. It's about probably standard, I would have said.
Let's have a listen. Let's see if you're right.
You're a loser. And you have lost.
Sorry, buddy, but it's great to chat to you and great to know what your views are on microchips and oven-cooked chips as well, Drew.
Yeah, no, keep up the good work, guys. Great show, as always.
God bless you.
Drew. Thanks for sticking to the script there. And Sound of the Decades returns and has to go tomorrow.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie here with Home Time on a Wednesday night. A massive thank you to everybody who has suggested sound for our brand new calming digital station, Absolute Radio Calm, which we're building at the moment, in time for Mental Health Awareness Week.
You can email us with your suggestions at hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. Text us 81215. Dave, what would you like to hear featured?
Well, I just thought something like a baby gurgling or laughing.
Where's that come from? Where's that come from, Dave, mate?
It's just something I thought of now. Going back to when my three children were like babies. When you woke through at night, they wouldn't sleep. They either had colic or whatever they had. You know, you were trying to put birth pump, they had wind, you couldn't get it up, and you were bog-eyed in the morning. And then when it got sorted, they got the wind up or something like that, and they were just like gurgling, or you do something to make them laugh, and that sound of the laughter just made everything all right again, I suppose.
I can get with the laughter, definitely can get with the laughter. The trade-off of that is, though, is babies don't just sit and watch something and laugh. You would then have to have the sound of the parent making them laugh, and I would then find the sound of an adult going... I'd find that really quite stressful.
Yeah, I mean, there is that point about it, but if you could just get the baby laughing or gurgling or something like that, I think that's a bit of a calming. Yeah, you don't want a parent over the top of it going coochie coochie coo and all that, do you really?
There is undercurrents of the baby in the sun in Teletubbies here. Is that what we're arriving at here, Dave?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
He's like 30-odd now, isn't he, that baby? He works like Morrison's or something. It's incredible, all those years ago. So you're reckoning a giggling baby, which is on the very cusp of being all right or something from a horror movie. you're putting that forward for Absolute Radio Calm. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, I'll put that forward, yes.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Well, there you go. There's another Daily Takeaway podcast. I noticed that your big bottle doesn't have markings down the side. If you hand it over here, I've got a Sharpie. I'm quite happy to write some inspirational messages down the side for you.
Well, like keep on chugging. Yeah, you've got it.
Yeah, that's it.
People can hear a smile.